we're used to it, but we're not used to it, if you know what I mean. We were flooded on Boxing Day, and but this one took us by surprise because we didn't get any warning whatsoever. We usually get a call from the Environment Agency, but this time it came so quickly that the monitor in the back, it just went from sort of zero up to the top within half an hour, and they didn't have chance to they monitor it in Leeds, and they didn't have chance to put out a call for us.
So very much caught you by surprise.
It did catch us by surprise, yeah. So, and it was one of the worst we've ever seen since we were here, you know.
One of the worst you've ever seen?
One of the worst floods we've seen, yeah. We've been here 33 years. So it's one of the worst we've seen. Yeah.
And how much damage has been done? What's happened to your shop?
Well, mainly just a sea of mud. And we've been sifting through things and throwing things away. You know, a lot of the stock and everything, so which will have to be replaced and what have you. The thing is that you can't, after things like this, you can't get insurance. So it's very, very difficult.
How come you can't get insurance?
Well, they're not prepared to insure you because you're in a flooded area. You know, so...
Now, we've heard apparently funds were made available for increased flood protection after the Boxing Day floods that haven't been spent on flood defences. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm told something on AB Talks today that it's only for households. It's not for businesses. The funding won't be available for businesses. So whether that's true or not, I don't know.
What are your thoughts beyond that, if that's the case?
Well... it's not very good, actually, because we're trying to make a living to actually live like people in the homes are doing. We're exactly the same, and without this, we don't have a living. We don't have a job, so it's the same thing, really. In fact, in lots of ways, it's worse.